At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia, and your chance now to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. Mr. Hero is celebrating their 60th anniversary with a waffle doodle celebration. Right now, get any waffle doodle for only $4.25. That's right, only $4.25. Try the chicken and bacon, Nashville hot, and BLTE. Order in-store or online at MrHero.com. Tone is ready to proctor. We are ready to ask those questions. 216-474-0092. Bob and Lyndhurst, home of the Brush Sharks. Are you ready for 2 Second Trivia?
Take it away.
Oh. Here we go.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to tell you that.
Let's get started.
All right, Lima, go right on ahead.
That's how ready I was.
Really excited about this. Can you tell me what number does Joe Flacco wear?
15.
Got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boy is in the barn. And now your chance. He's the first caller in. It's your chance, Bob. To win the 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals, Lima is ready. Bob, are you ready?
I am.
Lima, take it away.
Where is this weekend's U.S. Open golf tournament?
Oakmont.
That's it. Got it.
Look at the big brain on Bob.
I thought it was going to be the Buffalo Bills of 2 Second Trivia. This would have been my fourth loss, but I came through and I won.
Oh, you broke through? This is it?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're happy, Bob. I got nothing else to talk about for the rest of the segment, so.
Well,
I thought it was going to take up the whole segment.
Sorry for all my success.
Bob, would you like to hear it's topic A or topic B? You choose your own adventure for the rest
of the
segment.
What the hell?
Would you like to hear about an impending baseball lockout, whether it be good or bad for baseball? Or would you like to hear a former NFL scout on what the hell Kevin Stefanski should do if Shedeur Sanders is forced to start?
I've had enough Shedeur Sanders for the rest of my life. Let's go topic A.
Wow.
Choose your own adventure.
Bob, what do you mean you've had the rest of it for the rest of your life? We're just getting
every
started.
Every single day, every 5 minutes. I mean, that's a little hyperbole, but you know what I mean.
I mean, we spend a little bit every day.
It's like LeBron all over. It's LeBron all over again.
Well, LeBron brought us a championship. Maybe Shedeur will do the same, Bob.
Unlikely.
Oh, come on.
I'm putting Bob on hold. That is a hell of a prize if you give away. Not if you win,
you get to choose
what we talk about for the rest of the segment. If you let them choose whatever was off the top of their heads, that will be our last show.
It probably would be. Be a lot of George Kokinas talk.
Well, now you sent me in a tizzy. Now I got to go find the audio.
I got it.
I'm ready.
Ken Rosenthal.
I've heard of him.
Appeared with somebody we just had recently.
I have his audio.
David Sampson.
And Ken Rosenthal had some very interesting things to say about what could be coming up in 2026.
Oh, pretty much, yes. And I'm certain about it because the commissioner has already said in an article by Evan Drellick that a lockout can be a very useful thing. The owner's thirst for a salary cap has never been greater. There is a percentage of owners that are willing to shut down the sport to get what they want.
It's 2026, a lockout. We've been hearing about a potential work stoppage. What also could that entail? Again, this is Ken Rosenthal. He,
I only have one cut.
Oh, there's not a number two. There's a number two in this one.
We have coveted cut number two.
Here we go.
In the system.
We're on the fly. Thanks a lot for winning so quickly.
This is what happens when we do Choose Your Own Adventure right here on The Fan. This is Ken Rosenthal on an MLB salary cap and what that could mean.
To me, it's ill-conceived in the mildest possible term I could use, ill-conceived. I could use a lot of other terms. $12 billion industry, why would you want to shut it down? You're not the NFL. You're not coming back so quickly in the eyes of the public. But all that said, if you have a salary cap, you're also going to have a salary floor. And there might be some lower revenue teams, small market teams, that don't want a salary floor. That adds to the complexity of this for Manfred in trying to build a proper block of votes to get this thing done.
The beginning of that answer is the exact problem going on in Major League Baseball. The beginning of that. He's not wrong about the salary floor thing.
Do you
believe that? There are teams that...
You believe that, like, obviously people will point to Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Do we think these owners would want to continue with status quo? This is the system that they would choose.
I don't think they want to be forced.
Or would it be option?
I don't think they want to be forced to spend money unless they know that they have a guaranteed television revenue stream coming in. They need to be guaranteed of it.
Oh, so a salary... But boy, that is interesting.
The salary cap's a big deal, but the salary floor...
So a salary floor, you think... That, let's just say, our owner here in Cleveland...
You have to spend X amount of dollars.
...would not want that unless... Accompanying all of this is a brand new...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Huge mega TV deal that would bring, or streaming deal that would bring in enough money.
Yeah. You would want to be guaranteed because you don't want to have to go. Who is going to want to own a team and then have to go into their private funds to do so? They all operate the team as if they already went to their private funds to buy the team or whatever they were able to scrabble together with whatever businesses that they own or borrowing money from God knows who. I mean, I'm not Nick Mulletti over here, but you can figure it out on your own.
And by the way, people do need to stop. People, I keep seeing it referenced about what the Dolan family is worth.
This is in the weeds.
That's insanity.
I know.
That's insanity to think about the Cablevision money.
Going to the weeds.
Right, and think that that's just money that our owner can spend. That would be like one of Elon Musk's kids that he doesn't talk to anymore. People say, oh, you have all that money. No, he doesn't. Whatever.
Well, it's a family trust.
They don't. So
people see the $4.6 billion, and I got a lot of those tweets over the last few years, and it's like, no, that's not that. But again, I could talk about Dan Gilbert's personal fortune. I could talk about Jimmy Haslam's personal fortune, and they're going to go, yeah, what's the bottom line of the business? Because I'm not going to put myself into hawk for the business.
Yeah.
Every businessman's going to protect himself no matter what. Now, Dan Gilbert has gone into his personal fortune before, and that's a highly documented thing, and that's why he's really well-liked in the city of Cleveland. But most... owners are not going to go into their personal fortune.
I'm hoping that there would be a work stoppage if it met salary cap.
But the salary floor thing.
I'm not the one that has to pay the salaries. I'm hoping for that because I think that instantly makes baseball a bigger national sport again than it is right now.
But you have to focus on the beginning of the answer from Ken Rosenthal there. I mean, play it again. Hear this answer, beginning of the answer again from Ken Rosenthal on David Sampson's, number two, David Sampson's podcast, because that's the telling problem, what's wrong with baseball. The salary floor thing, if you can get a TV deal, and I bet you can get a salary floor, but the beginning of this is the problem.
To me, it's ill-conceived in the mildest possible term I could use, ill-conceived. I could use a lot of other terms. $12 billion industry, why would you want to shut it down? You're not the NFL. You're not coming back so quickly in the eyes of the public. But all that said, if you have a salary cap, you're also going to have a salary floor. And there might be some lower revenue teams, small market teams, that don't want a salary floor. That adds to the complexity of this for Manfred in trying to build a proper block of votes to get this thing done.
You do make a lot of money, but you don't compete with the NFL and you're not coming back in the eyes of the public. That's why ESPN's walking away from you. That's why the biggest sports entity is walking away from you. And doing it early.
With all the inventory they give you.
And don't forget, it's not just the NFL. That's why NBC, that's why TNT and everybody and Disney and every entity out there, the CW, is falling over themselves to invest in the NFL and invest in college football. So that type of mentality, that's what's cost Major League Baseball. You're not going to compete with the NFL. No one competes with the NFL. Nobody. But you have to try to get your brand out there. I think now more than ever, I'm going to tell you this, as somebody who's in on the ground floor with a lot of stuff when it comes to youth sports, now more than ever is your chance to dive in and get some type of foothold in the next 20 years as opposed to football. Football ain't going away. The NFL ain't going away. But I'm telling you now more than ever, baseball, you have more kids playing baseball, trying baseball, they ain't watching it. Because their dads ain't watching it, or their parents or grandparents ain't watching it as much. You got to get them to watch. They're watching the NBA. They know who the stars are.
I think what
they're
the NBA,
watching that.
See what the NBA has above and beyond what baseball does, and I recognize NBA has terrible ratings in the finals. But what they have is they have an offseason that people care about, and baseball nobody cares about the offseason
because there's three teams that have a chance, so, and that's it.
We don't even barely talk about potential trades or how you can improve your team. The minute you have an actual salary cap in baseball, now you start following other teams again. You start following players on other teams, and you start to think about how you can navigate through a cap the way we talk about it in the NBA. All these trades we've been talking about for Darius Garland, that at least adds to the discussion of the sport. There's none of that in baseball right now outside of three cities.
We have conversations about every possible free agent up until now the second apron. We've had conversation about every possible free agent, every possible trade possibility in both the NFL and in the NBA, especially in the NBA. Juan Soto signed a $765 million deal for 15 years with the Mets. Who cared?
Nobody.
Other than Mets and Yankees fans and Dodgers fans. Three fan bases.
And John Boy Media.
I'm not going to... Well, they got Yankees ties. I don't understand what your problem is with John Boy Media.
Best one in baseball.
What's your problem with John Boy?
I'm saying that's who cares about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Three teams, three fan bases cared. Three of them. We didn't care. How could we? I have no chance to get that guy. Why would I care? But in Cleveland, Ohio, for better or for worse, we traded for Odell Beckham Jr. Biggest superstar. Again, in Cleveland, we did that. For better or for worse, there was definite interest there. So when I hear, well, you make $12 billion, that's great. It's good. Why you brag about your money, which is something you've always done, people are turning off their television.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.